Quincy City Council President Ian Kane joining us for an update on the very latest City Council meeting. Hey, Ian, how are you?
Hey, Joe. Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for spending some time to chat with us. A couple of really interesting presentations, I know, but maybe we can start with the Finance Committee, if that's okay.
Yeah, last night was seemingly an evening of presentations from various departments, commissioners, and teams therein. But all good stuff. These are all wonderful projects that were had been previously introduced or had, you know, some continuation of projects. So we first in finance went through a number of appropriations that would continue infrastructure and roadway improvements. So there were three appropriations, one for $24 million, which would come from the Sewer Enterprise Fund, another for $5.5 million from the Water Enterprise Fund, and another for $12 million from the general fund, all to support continuation of infrastructure and roadway improvements. And just to get into, some of the specifics, I mean, this is the stuff that people love. Like, you know, right now, as you see, there's been so much infrastructure, really good infrastructure work done across the city over the past definitely 9 years that I've been on the city council, where we've had these structured capital improvement plans, that have been renewed over a frequent period. You got some places that seem a little torn up right now, but that's because we've been doing the underlying sewer and water mains and making sure that we're taking care of that work, which can last upwards of 20 years. You know what I mean? And then at the same time, there's been a citywide national grid project that has taken place from the south side of the city to the north side of the city, of course, from Southern Artery all the way through Newport Ave up to the bridge that has torn up those roadways a lot. And so the best part about that project is that National Grid will fund this resurfacing of all those roads. But this is the stuff that the city is going to continue to produce on its own. So in the first order of $24 million, it is to continue sewer infrastructure enhancements, including $18 million for replacing aging sewer long lines and $6 million for designing and constructing a washdown facility for sewer vehicles. The second order for $5.5 million is an investment in water tank upgrades, and that's specifically relining and repainting to preserve the structural integrity. The third dedicates $12 million to public horizontal infrastructure improvements, and so that includes $8 million for roadway and surface lot enhancements and $4 million for traffic systems. So we had, you know, representatives from the DPW, including the traffic department, Paul Costello, of course, Al Grazioso came up and gave a very comprehensive presentation on all the work that would be done there.
Interesting. Yeah, people always ask, what does the city spend all its money on? Well, here it is.
Well, I heard, actually, anecdotally, I was out at Veterans Day at the Morissette Post, and somebody said, you know, the city should really invest in some roadway work. And I said, we spend a ton of money on roadway work. We're fixing roads all the time. It's just where it's a work in progress. So, you know, I think come a year down the road, things are going to be looking pretty smooth. I mean, even just Adam Street looks great again. You know, you've got all these places that are being patched up. Of course, we're getting into the season when the work's going to slow down. I know Commissioner Grazioso and his crew try to do as much as possible when we've got, you know, fair skies like this and warmer weather. So that'll continue up until the snow starts to fall.
Yeah. Well, the project you mentioned, the cable replacement project by National Grid, that impacts some very, very high traffic areas. So I think people see that and just assume the whole city's like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Especially, I think this person said he rides a motorcycle. So I guess that's probably not the...
Even worse. Yeah.
not good for him.
No.
So
the fillings right out of your head.
That was the first presentation in the Finance Committee meeting, which started at 6:30.
Yeah. So were those items approved, Ian?
Yep, they were moved out of finance at the end of the meeting. So all of those appropriations were approved in the regular council session at the end of our meeting last night.
Okay.
So they'll continue the work.
Very good. Okay.
For our regularly scheduled program, Councillor Nina Liang, Councillor at Large, honored Dr. Ed Fitzgerald, who was he's the outgoing executive director of the Quincy Historical Society. It was a very nice tribute, to a person who has dedicated apparently about three decades of service to the Quincy Historical Society, which, has a wonderful program. We had Nina first gave a lovely dedication on behalf of the city council, and then his dear friend and the president of the Quincy Historical Society, Jim Edwards, gave some wonderful words of praise as well. Jim referred to it as ad lib version, but it was a very nice tribute and dedication. There's the new executive director. I think this has been in the local news and the Sun and the Ledger is Alexandra Elliott, who is now going to serve in the new capacity. But there was family and friends there to celebrate Dr. Fitzgerald last night, so you can tell what type of impact he's had on the institution itself as well as in the city.
Dr. Ed is a true treasure here in Quincy for sure, and he is the most unassuming genius you'll ever meet. He is brilliant, but he's really a down-to-earth guy too.
I have not spent as much time, I think, as others have with Dr. Ed, but it just sounds like he knows something about everything. And those are the people that, of course, we want to continue to, and the work he has done in preserving the legacy of such a place as Quincy, and folks that can continue that work on in the future, because there's so much value here in the city. And I think from the mayor and people like Dr. Ed that do such tireless work in trying to maintain and to continue to bring out elements that allow Quincy to shine, because of its great historical past. So,
Absolutely. Very nice.
the next item on our agenda last night was to discuss the new Squantum Elementary School project, which has been in the making for a number of years now. I guess this first statement of intent on this project was 2020, so we are
Wow.
now at the end of 2024, and this will be this is a eligible for a grant under the Mass School Building Authority program, which would reimburse a certain component of the project. I think last night we were told it's about 35% that is eligible for reimbursement.
Yeah, the mayor told me $39 million he's thinking. So.
Okay, yeah. So out of the hundred and it's $108, $109 million total project, that about 35% will be eligible for reimbursement. But the project looks beautiful. I mean, it actually is not your typical sort of brick structure that we see around Quincy. There are terracotta shingles. It really looks like it's going to have some character to bring to the Squantum community and really allow it to blend into that neighborhood pretty well. There is a website that's been set up to monitor the progress of this project. It's squantumschool.com. So I encourage people to keep tabs of updates there. It sounds like late winter, early spring, or sort of springtime, they're going to start moving the kids out into the modular classrooms. There was work in summer of 2024 on the storm drain installation and the handling of the storm water, new water mains, and rehab of the sewer lines. Next year, there will be work on utility improvements, which is the second agenda item that we approved last night for $4.5 million. So there is a considerable amount of infrastructure work that's not covered under the MSBA program that will endeavor to fix some of the neighborhood infrastructure work. So there'll be utility improvement, underground and overhead wires, installation of geothermal wells, which is part of the project itself. And then the construction of the school itself will be from about 25 to 27, 2027 is the anticipated construction period, by which then the students will be welcomed into the new building.
Yep. So were these sent to financing it?
That was moved to finance, as was the appropriation for the area electrical and communication improvements.
$4.5 million. So real, it's, I mean, it's much more than just a school project down there. It's really an entire neighborhood upgrade.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a big neighborhood project. Yeah, and I think somebody characterized it last night as this is really the heart center of Squantum.
Pretty much, yeah.
And so that's why I think it's just so fitting that it's a beautiful, aesthetically pleasing project. And obviously, this is an investment in future education. And I think there are a lot more community spaces that they're trying to
Yes.
make available, whether through the library or through the gym facility itself, which is great.
Yep. Yep. A lot happens in that school, much more than just classroom teaching. Yeah.
Yes, more than just classroom teaching, which is good. Let's see. After that, we had a presentation on the lead service removal program from the DPW. And this is something that's been ongoing. Great. I mean, it's really great news came out of this, I think. For a city as large as Quincy, I think I might have the wrong. We had so many presentations last night, Joe.
Well, you had a couple of weeks off there, so
Yeah, we're making up for it.
that's right.
Nope, that's school. That is this.
I know this is a federal mandate, right, to remove the lid
I
water
don't know
screen.
where it is, but the data was as such. I think that out of the 20, let's say 25 or 27,000, I guess premise pipes, water pipes, that about 3% of those may contain lead. So there's an ongoing process for the city to take care of these lead pipes, which is good. It sounds like overall our water condition is in great shape. There's just some old, we're an old city, so we've got some legacy piping issues that need to be taken care of.
Yeah, and I know that the DPW reaches out to, private property owners just to try and work with them to get those replaced.
Yes. Yep. So sorry. So less than 3% of the 21,384 pipes may contain lead. So,
Okay.
and then there's also, yes, the city does actively reach out to people in order to make these removal program updates. And there's a on the DPW site within the Quincy City of Quincy's website is also information where you can register for this service.
Okay, very good.
Okay. Yeah. And then there was a presentation on another rehabilitation program, and this is for Sailor's Home Pond, which is just off of Rice Road in the Beechwood Knoll area of Quincy. So this is a request for $3 million, which would come from the Sewer and Drainage Rehabilitation Fund for the rehabilitation of this pond, which apparently years and years and years ago it had served as a pit for ice or a dairy farm. You learn really interesting stuff about the city and how it served people. And so this will can this will this project itself will be dredging and material disposal, construction and sediment management oversight, stormwater management survey and design, as well as stormwater management and construction in order to correct, I guess, the health and quality in the ecosystem that has since developed in the pond over decades. So we had a very comprehensive presentation last night that was led introduced by Commissioner Murphy of the Department of Natural Resources and Heather Liss, who is our environmental, what is her exact title? She's an environmental specialist. So it's very interesting to learn about the ecology of Sailor's Home Pond and how beautiful it will be once again once that project goes through. So that went into finance. It'll be heard at another date.
Okay, yeah, kind of similar to the Butler's Pond project, I'm guessing.
Yes. Yep. You said it. It's similar to the Butler's Pond
Okay,
restoration. Yes.
very good. Yeah, I remember
And
years ago, youngsters would ice skate on Sailor's Home Pond.
yeah, no, I think people still will, of course, if the weather's right.
Well, yeah, it's true. Actually, I see them setting up the portable skating rink right across from the courthouse downtown. It
Oh yeah. I think, hey, that was a hit last year. I think it's
was.
another hit this year. So. Those are the great things about the city. Bring people out, keep them active, engaged.
I know
So,
I'm tempted to lace up, but I'm also afraid because
I,
these old bones.
you know what? Just do it. You're right there, by the way. You can walk over. I when it was at General's Park last year, at midday, I think I was going to lunch or something like this, and I ran into an old family friend, and she said, "Why don't you come in?" I said, "Why not?" So I went and laced up and went for a quick skate.
Oh, you did. Very good. Yeah.
It was great.
Excellent.
The skates hurt my ankles, but otherwise it was a great experience.
A little bringing back some of your childhood.
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, down up in Shea Rink
Yeah.
for free skate.
There you go. There you
Yeah.
go. It's not just for kids.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Fun.
So and the last thing on our agenda last night was a $1,500 gift from various donors for the DARE program, which passed. So we'll talk
Okay.
about that. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, we moved the money out of finance. And then our next meeting is next Monday, November 18th at 6:30.
All right, very good.
Don't have any. We just had our agenda meeting this morning, but I don't think we have any committee meetings next week. So Oh, we've got a no, we don't. Nope. No
No.
committee meetings, just a council meeting, 6:30.
All right. So
Be there.
we'll check in with you on the 19th. That's okay.
That sounds good.
Okay. Anything else, Ward 3 related, Ian, want to let folks know about?
No, I mean, we just had the couple weeks ago, the Montclair Wallston Neighborhood Association had their pumpkin spice event, which was awesome. You know, we've got all these community events popping up all over the place. I think, you know, I know that residents in Ward 3 are continually excited about the roadway work. This is just a list of streets that'll be done. So I was sending snapshots to people who've been asking me for years about you know, some of these streets that will finally be rehabilitated. So that's good stuff. Otherwise, we're in good shape.
All right. Thanks for the update.
All right, thanks, Joe.